weekend as part of a baby group. The conversation idled to a close, and then Iger turned to the real reason for the meeting. "This isn't working out," Iger said. "No, it isn't," Bornstein readily agreed. Angela Shapiro was at the airport waiting for Bornstein. They were scheduled to embark on a goodwill tour to introduce Shapiro to the media and advertisers. Shapiro had just boarded the corporate jet when she got a call from Xenia Mouka, the head of corporate public relations, telling her that Bornstein wouldn't be showing up and she should go ahead on her own. After the plane took off, Bornstein called Shapiro. "I had a meeting this morning," he reported. "I'm not here anymore." For the man most responsible for building ESPN, once perceived as a possible successor to Eisner, it was a dizzying fall from grace. It wasn't as though he hadn't seen it coming. Bornstein had resisted both the internet and subsequent ABC assignments, but had taken both out of a sense of corporate duty. At ABC, wedged in the cumbersome management hierarchy between Eisner and Iger above him and Braun, Lin, and Wallau below, it was hard to see what authority he had. Yet he was blamed for two doomed missions, first the internet operation and then the Family Channel. With his departure, yet another threat to Iger, or for that matter, Eisner himself, had been dispatched. 2 weeks later, Susan Lin and Braun stepped onto the stage at Disney's New Amsterdam Theater to unveil ABC's lineup for the 2002-2003 season, the third executive team to greet advertisers in as many years. With Eisner and Iger in the audience, Lin and Braun outlined the strategy that had evolved from Braun's earlier presentation to the board, a return to ABC's roots as a haven for family-oriented comedies like the Eisner-era Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, or more recently, Roseanne. This year, Braun and Lin had 29 pilots to choose from, far more than the previous year's impoverished development slate. Yet 25 of them came from Disney's own Touchstone Studio, fueling the perception that Disney was inhospitable to promoting shows from other producers. Besides the mid-season entries of George Lopez and According to Jim, ABC touted 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter and Life with Bonnie, starring Bonnie Hunt as a talk show host. Of course, ABC could not simply return to a past of scripted comedies. It planted the second installment of its new reality hit, The Bachelor, on Wednesday night against NBC's acclaimed The West Wing. Disney executives were especially hopeful about 8 Simple Rules, starring comedian John Ritter as a sports writer who must take a more active role raising his teenage daughters, especially after his wife goes back to work. The program had a special resonance for Eisner, since Ritter was a star of Three's Company, a huge ratings success for ABC 25 years before, during Eisner's tenure at ABC. Ritter hadn't had a hit series since, and had been reduced to guest star appearances on other shows. Initially, ABC wanted Roseanne star John Goodman for the role, and even made Goodman an offer. But when those negotiations foundered over the issue of Goodman's salary demands, $200,000 per episode, ABC executives reviewed tapes of Ritter's recent appearances on J.J. Abrams's